little bit hard because the air conditioner is not working so much, so well. It's like Netgrave Elephant as we were going up. In his shirum, it's not working so well either. As he said, do you remember when we were bachurim by Rav Asher? As he was in this small dorm room that could fit 3 people with 30 people. He said, by me, people fainted in the summer because there was no air conditioner in Bechlal. He also added that Rav Asher gave shir on the second day of Shavuos, even from Mechutz Laaretz. Nowadays, you can't get people to come Yisruchak. In those days, people came on the second day of Shavuos. He doesn't do it anymore, Rav Asher. He realized, not today. In our days, we had another room that was a little bit bigger. We had 110 bachurim. People fainted a lot, much more. The minute was, when someone fainted, Rav Asher continued to give shir. Someone would walk in, take out the body. It was like, that was part of the, you know, it just became like, okay, someone fainted, no problem. And now, continue to give shir. So, nowadays it gets a little bit hard. It's like, oh, we can't concentrate, we can't. It's not, we're not used to it. We're out of our comfort zone. Obviously, take a look how you strike the line. It was hard, but when you concentrate and you work, stiking was different. The other thing was, we used to, my first place was, we had a, there was a closet here where the guy kept, and there were seats until the closet. And in between the seat and the closet, it was like 3 inches. So that was the first time that I came in shir. I was standing behind the seat. Now, Kimmel Van, I didn't have a standard to write on. I used to bring these little notebooks. So how, what are you going to write on? I held it in my hand. After writing, so I got 40 pages on these little notebooks this year. Yeah. The second seat was a window seat, and that was a big asset. Sat on the windowsill, but at least had air. Yeah. Okay. Third seat is Rav Asher put me in front of him. Okay. Baruch Hashem, there was a window behind him too. But it was like a different world. Like we had to rough it out, right over shir, to get shir. Yeah. I say, cute. We had a war to go for. And the Iraq shooting, they're afraid they're going to shoot chemicals. And so Shach said all the Americans should go home. So all the Americans went. The mayor started a yeshiva, Stanford, whatever, a small yeshiva. They opened up a mayor branch. The war ended Purim time. No one was coming back. But they came back and wanted to make up the shirim that I missed. But I didn't tell Rav Asher. Rav Asher had his heart as mine because all his Americans went back. He had a couple of Israelis, a couple of Yungalai. He was giving shir to like 6 people. Because when I came back, I landed at 4. Shir was at 6. I ran from the thing. I made it right before shir, put my stuff down. I went into my seat, put my head down. Rav Asher walked in and I picked my head up. And then he almost fell out the window. What are you doing here? But he didn't say it like that. Then he gave me a big kiss, Kedai. And myself, it's a Nivudig story. He appreciated so much. He said, I have something I want to give you. Really appreciate you came back. He gave him like a chias. So you think, what does Rav Asher want to give me? I was like very excited. What's Rav Asher going to give me as a present? So, what did he do? He had written up a shtickel on, we were learning Bar Metzia then. The sugi of Shvach is the hardest sugi on Bar Metzia. He had written up a shtickel on Shvach with his Ksav Yad. As the next day he came and he handed me a shtickel tire on Shvach, and he's like, give me something so valuable. This is like, Yeah, this is Zamatana taught me a lesson. What Shavuos is about. Torah is the best of my life. Unbelievable. Yeah, that was like the most. Yeah. Afterwards, the next time he learned it, he asked me if he could look at it and take it back. He said, I want to keep the Xaviyat. Very meaningful, but I'll photocopy. I gave him back the photocopy. He mamish gave me his Xaviyat. He didn't write a lot. But that was like. Okay, we worked hard in those days. We did things, and we pushed, we did, but we grew a lot from it. Okay.